Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish-made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
It's hard to believe, isn't it? 20 years since U2's Vertigo hit the charts, taken from their critically acclaimed 8-time Grammy-winning record, How to Dismantle an Atomic Bomb. The band are marking the anniversary by releasing a remastered and reissued version of that 2004 album. But it's been announced that an additional shadow album is set for a standalone release. It's called How to Reassemble an Atomic Bomb. It has 11 new unreleased songs discovered in the archive of the original album recording sessions. To tell us more, Dave Fanning is on the line. Hello, Dave.
Claire, how you doing? Are you all right?
I'm good. So new but not new. Is that what this thing is?
Yeah, and that happens a lot. I mean, first of all, like, you know, some of these songs have snuck out before or have vaguely been on sort of Japanese import sort of stuff, etc. But most of the stuff is brand new and most of the stuff hasn't been heard. It happens all the time. I mean, if you go back to the Joshua Tree, their big album, if you like, the one that made the sort of cover of everything on 30 million sales, etc. Like, we had great fun in late 80s on 2FM playing all the extra tracks because they were always given away with 12-inch singles and things. So, like, when you think of the track listing, say, of, you know, of the actual album itself, the Joshua Tree, people would still love just as much any track like Luminous Times or Walk to the Water or Spanish Eyes or Deep in the Heart. They were really big songs for people, but they were extras, throwaways, not used on the album, whatever, and they weren't really throwaways at all because they could just as easily have been on the album.
Yeah, could they though? Are they just not good enough to make it onto the album?
No, that's not the way it works at all. I mean, like, a lot of bands do 30 and 40 songs and you only get the 10, and eventually they either surface on some other album or they're given out in different formats and that. And I mean, like, the band gets so close to songs, they haven't a clue half the time what are the best 10 songs to put out. They need help from somebody else. And remember, when the album's out, there are only four opinions. There's 4 million opinions went out and bought the album and said, well, actually, I prefer these ones.
Yeah.
So it's a very interesting thing for U2 fans. It's not the same as Where's the New Album, the longest gap we've ever had between U2 albums. But, you know, that'll happen, I'm sure.
Will it?
Well, I don't know. Don't be looking at me. I have no idea if it's going to happen or not. I mean, they're always busy doing something. Like, they did that gig in Vegas and they added more gigs. That was 40 gigs from this week, actually, a year ago this week to about February or so. And then they're currently there now where you can actually see. It's a really weird thing. You know the way ABBA have a specific thing built in London just for ABBA, which isn't really ABBA? Well, you can go and see at 11 o'clock in the morning if anybody's going to Vegas. I always end up talking to you about Vegas for some reason.
I know.
Anyway,
we should go there, Dave.
At 11 o'clock in the morning. Yeah, but you could go there, if you're there, and at 11 o'clock in the morning, you can go in and see the gig that everybody saw. Now, I know that sounds, but that's just a film. It is just a film. Yes, they're not there, but if you ever saw what happened at the actual Sphere, you'll realise just how huge the thing can be. Anyway, a good experience, in other words.
So now, to go back to this album and all of this stuff about unreleased songs, I mean, for you two, there must be a load of this stuff sitting there in the vaults, right, from you two. Like, they could do this 10 times over.
Well, yeah, when you say, like, discovered, it sounds like, oh my God, look, we opened this box, look what's here. No, they always knew damn well what was there, you know? I mean, everybody knows what's there, because every album, as I say, look, a good example would be Rory Gallagher. He went to a concert at the Winterland in San Francisco in 77, and he was over in America to make a polished album. He had Elliot Mazur as the producer, Neil Young's producer, and he was making it. Then he went to see the Sex Pistols, and he went, holy God, what am I doing? Like, the Sex Pistols weren't good, but the rawness, that's what I'm missing. I've got whatever. He scrapped his band. He sacked them. He went over to Germany and made a new album and said, to hell about that. And then eventually, Donald, his brother, brought out that album called Notes from San Francisco in 2011. There's always extra tracks. There's always more stuff. And people want to know, what were you two doing in 2004 of songs that we didn't know about? So they have now got two things. Number one, they've got a kind of a remastered version of the album itself with one extra song as well called Fast Cars. So that's 12 altogether. And then they have another album with it, a kind of a companion album, if you like, and it's called How to Reassemble an Atomic Bomb. And one or two of the songs, some of the fans will know. For instance, I'll give you an example. There's one song on it called Mercy. Now, years ago, when you two were being interviewed in France, Edge very stupidly let his demo tape of the album be stolen. And one of those songs crept out onto the internet, and it's always been there. It's called Mercy. Well, it was never meant to be or going to be finished called Mercy. It's now on this one called The Luckiest Man in the World, and it's going to be completely different. And then they did release a slight version of it too on Wide Awake in Europe, a vinyl only. You've got to understand how many different releases there are all the time of things. And songs are always there. Like the one that's been played most, the one talked about most, is called Picture of You, but it was actually called Xanax and Wine originally. So people will know three or four of these, but they will not know the other five or six.
Dave, always good to talk to you. Let's plan that trip to Vegas. We're on the way.
Indeed. Thanks, Sarah.
Thanks, Dave. Good to talk to you.
Bye.
Dave
Bye.
Fanning there. And now it is almost time for The Gathering. We'll do that after this.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.